أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا وزير له ولا مشير له ولا جد له ولا جدال له ولا ند له ولا معين له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا ونبينا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا ونفس عدد ما وسعه علم الله السلام عليك يا نبي الحرمين السلام عليك يا إمام الأنبياء السلام عليك يا زين الأنبياء السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين أما بعد Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioning the greatness of Allah and warning the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullah alayhim ajma'in from the dangers of sins and the nature of the test which people in this world had to go through in the past and also in the days to come. And especially why I'm mentioning this is that Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that I would prefer to do 70 sins outside the area of haram rather than doing one sin inside the area of haram. Haram means the place where Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif exist and the boundaries it have. Because as the virtue and the goodness increases, the reward increases in those places for which people go to, also the severity and gravity of the sin also increases. So Prophet ﷺ was teaching the Sahaba a simple story. He ﷺ said to the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi Majmain, that, oh my companions, just because of one fly, Zuhr alayhi salam ne farmaya, sif ek makki ki wajah se, just because of one fly, a person will end up in hellfire and a person will end up in Jannah. Because of one fly. Farmaya ki ek makki ki wajah se ek shakhs Jahannam mein pahunch gaya aur ek shakhs jo hai wo Jannat mein pahunch gaya. Just because of one fly. The companions of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that how is it that we, because of one fly, that a person entered hellfire, and because of one fly, the same fly, a person entered Jannah. Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that in previous times, in ancient times, in the previous ummahs, there was a city in which those people, at one time they were guided people, a prophet came to them, but then gradually, slowly, they went astray and they began to worship pictures and idols and statues. And they had a big statue, big idol. They thought he is our major and big god. And they used to worship that statue. But additionally, what they did was that any traveler who will have to pass that road and that city to get to other places, they had issued an injunction, they have made it necessary, a must, that he should offer a sacrifice for that idol. Only then they will allow him actually to go further wherever he was going. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that two people who were believers, who were Muslims, they, as both friends were traveling together, they also reached that city and they wanted to go across and pass that city. These people gave the same message to them that you cannot pass our city until you sacrifice something for our God, our idol. तो उन्होंने उस दोनों से भी कहा, हुजूर अलैहिस्सलाम ने फरमाया कि जब तक तुमको कुर्बानी नहीं दोगे बुत के लिए तो तुम आगे नहीं जा सकते. यू कैन नॉट गो फर्दर. सो वन ऑफ देम दे सेड दैट यू हैव टू ऑफर ओनली देन यू कैन गो. ही सेड आई एम अ ट्रैवलर पर्सन नोर आई लाइक टू वर्शिप अदर थिंग्स देन अल्लाह सुभान व तआला एंड आई एम अ ट्रैवलर पर्सन आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग any sufficient, any ample, any extra money, I can give sacrifice of something. They said, it doesn't matter if you don't have, you can sacrifice a fly. उन्होंने कहा कि कुछ नहीं है अगर तुम्हारे पास तो मक्खी भी कुर्बानी भी दे सकते तुम. मक्खी मार के कुर्बान कर दो हमारे बुद्ध के नाम पर. Just sacrifice and kill a fly on the name of our idol. Thereafter you can go. We are happy. हम खुश हैं, तो मक्खी मार दो, मक्खी की कुर्बानी दे दो, पैसे नहीं है तो. He said to them, argued with them, but they didn't agree. So he finally, he did sacrifice or kill the fly on the name of their idol. And they let him pass. So Rasulullah said that this person entered hellfire because he committed shirk, and he committed shirk, and because of one fly he entered hellfire. But they let him go. The second person who was his friend with him, they also asked him the same thing, that you cannot go beyond this city until you sacrifice. And he also said, I don't have any money, extra money to do such sacrifices. They said, okay, you sacrifice a fly or a mosquito, whatever you can do, a living thing. He said, I am not going to do, I worship Allah only. I worship Allah only. They said, we will punish you. He said, that is up to you. But I am not going to lose my faith and iman. So he didn't sacrifice a fly. They brought a fly. He said, okay, kill it. And there you are, you can go. In the name of our God, our false God. He said, I am not going to do it. Prophet ﷺ said, they killed him. They martyred him. उन्होंने उसको शहीद कर दिया बिकॉज ऑफ दैट. एंड रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड दैट इट वाज बिकॉज ऑफ दैट फ्लाई, नॉट सैक्रिफाइसिंग दैट फ्लाई इवन फॉर द आइडल एंड नॉट वर्शिपिंग एनीथिंग अदर देन अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला, दिस पर्सन अल्लाह अज़्ज़वजल एडमिटेड हिम इन पैराडाइज एंड इन हिज प्लेजर एंड इन जन्नत. तो एक मक्खी की वजह से बाज मतलब देखें कि कितना जन्नत जहन्नम का फैसला होगा. So Allah Azza wa Jal tests us as well. We also have our flies. And we also have our sacrifices as well, which Shaitan now and then, day and night, asks us to give for him, not for Allah, for him. Shaitan wants time from you. He wants worship from you. He wants praise from you. He wants everything from you. But in return, what he has to offer, he doesn't have anything to offer in return. So those people, mashallah, who will be going on Umrah, they should be very, very serious in the sense that if they have any bad habit, they should try to relinquish or leave or eliminate it while they are here, rather than if they do a mistake, when they go to Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's place or the place of Haram and Makkah, then there can be even very much serious consequence. What to say that in those places, the here and in those places, there's another great difference. That if you intend to do evil, strongly you have irada to do evil, you don't get sin here. दूसरी जगहों पे जब इंसान होता है तो अगर उसने बुराई का इरादा कर लिया है, बुराई करने का, गुनाह करने का, do sin, he doesn't get sin for that. उसको गुनाह नहीं मिलता जब तक वो करे ना, until he does that. But the zameen, the land of the haram, the land of Makkah and the peace where Medina Sharif and the haram of Medina is, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, that in these areas, if anyone even intends to do evil, if anyone even thinks and intends to do sin, he is punished as well. It is a sin there as well. Because the standard has risen now. Now imagine how some of our people and we go there. They even sometimes do more sins there than actually in the normal places. Because there they don't have anything to do and they don't know what to do and how to do, ample time. So let aside intending for sins, they also commit sins. and their inner selves are shown there. Because in inner self is dunya, so there you will find them also wandering in the markets, wandering in the bazaar. So I'm not saying that a person should not do shopping, but there is a limit. There should be limitation for that. तो ये भी याद रखें मसला बहुत जरूरी कि उस जगह में जो जुल्म का गुनाह का इरादा भी करता है तो उसको गुनाह होना शुरू हो जाता है, उसको सजा मिलती है क्योंकि वो पाक जगह है। यहां जब तक बंदा करे ना तो उसको गुनाह नहीं मिलता, लेकिन उस जगह में अगर वो इरादा भी करेगा तो फिर जो है। Therefore we say कि that a person should actually learn how to prepare oneself actually before one goes there, so that it does not happen that a person even actually brings more sin and he suffers even more loss than actually even here what he is doing. And people used to learn knowledge in those places as well. जब लोग जाते थे तो वो सहाबा रिज़वानुल्लाह अलैहिम अजमाईन, basically if you think about why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to Medina in the beginning. Aap al-Islam kyun Medina Sharif mein aaye the? Wahan koi paak ziyarat thi jahan wo ziyarat karne aaye? No, the ziyarat was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, the Kaaba Sharif. This place was known as Yasrib, a place of disease and illnesses. They came for the sake of deen, to give dawah and to do tabligh and to convey the message of Islam. That was the primary reason why they came. Because there the people were not allowing this to happen. People of Medina, they said, we will allow it and we will support you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with our lives, our wealth and children, everything. So some people were loyal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to this place. तो वो दीन सिखाने के लिए, to teach the deen, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came. So in ancient times as well, previous times, and now a person should also try to learn the deen and piety and righteousness and about Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those places. It is mentioned that Hazrat Imam Muhammad Ja'far al-Sadiq rahimahullah, who was one of the descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and great and descendant of Hazrat Imam Hussain, Hazrat Ali Zain al-Abidin, a grandson of his. He was a man of great knowledge. Aap both ilm wali shakhsiyat the, marifa, and a man of taqwa and piety. When he went to Madinatul Munawwara once, and people gathered around him that we want to hear something from you, we want to seek something from you. And normally people, they are mostly concerned about their worldly matter. Few people are concerned about their akhirah and what is going to happen after they die. Like I was mentioning to the sisters yesterday, there was a sisters majlis that 2 days ago on Saturday, a sister died in Ashton. A sister died in Ashton on Saturday. Today it was her janaza. But her death was quite strange in the sense that she, after her marriage, did not have children for 10 years. It's a matter of yesterday, we know them personally as well. 10 years they did not have children. She did not have children, she was married. She was doing a job and but did not have children. After 10 years, they decided to adopt a baby, adopt a child. So they went to Pakistan and adopted a child and came. As soon as they came back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them also with aulad and with children as well. Not one, but two. A twin, a boy and girl was born. Now they were very happy that firstly there was no, maybe because of this needy child or yatim or orphan child, we have brought him, that they have been given this blessing. So unke teen bachche ho gaye, ek to wo adopt kiya hua, the second the boy and the girl. As we live normally here, they also, husband and wife living happily together, One day, last July, they went to Winslow Road and on a restaurant, and they ate happily, spent time together. When they returned, she felt a pain in her back. A mild pain, nothing actually serious. But when it was checked, the doctors told her, informed her, that you have a serious disease of cancer, and it is also at that stage that it cannot be cured. So in our estimation, you only have 1 year to live. That was a surprise for and a shock for the family and for her. The first day she was living 10 years without children. Now immediately she has one child adopted. She has actually got her own now babies as well, a young twin, a boy and a girl. And now, just after their birth, this news actually comes. They were happy. So that's why I say to you and myself first, that we should not actually go into ghafla, in heedless, in our normal routine, that everything is happening normally, because you don't know what is in the next day is holds for you. So that's why you should gain opportunity or benefit from the opportunity if you have actually siha, meaning health, if you can pray, if you can do good deeds, and you have mashallah time, it is a great privilege for you if you do. She did not realize, but when they mentioned you have 1 year left, so that was a good thing in the sense that she at least knew she is dying after 1 year. So she went to Umrah as well, because we are discussing about Umrah. So I remember her that she first thing which she did, she said, I want to go to Umrah. She went to Rasulullah's blessed city. She went to Haramain. Then after that she said, I want to do ziyarat of other Sahaba and Awliya in Syria and Ahlul Bayt. She also went to do ziyarat there as well. And then she also visited her relatives as well. Because last July, the doctors informed her, and this July, on the 3rd or the 4th, she actually passed away. Wafat ho gayi. Jawan bilkul. Wo bacche chote-chote, 2-3 saal ke, twins. But they say that it was a strange scene. The women say that we could not bear the scene, that in the last days and last weeks, she used to hold her babies and just cry on me. What can a person do? How a world can help you? Who can actually extend the life? Let aside doctors curing her, they've already given him the news of death rather than giving her the news of cure, news of shifa, they gave him the news of death. So helpless. Koi madad nahi kar sakta. To wo kya karti apne bachcho ko utha ke bas ro rahi hai. She's weak. What can she do? Helpless. In the presence of death, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, no one actually can do anything. Koi kuch nahi kar sakta. To wo bachcho ko utha ke apne bichari roti aur ab jo hai wo duniya se chali gayi hai. To Allah paak uske mufrid farmaye, but bachche uske maa ke bagair reh gaye. So the death does not look that someone is orphan, someone is not orphan, someone is mother, someone is baby. And similarly, it's going to happen to us as well. One day it will come our time, but she was lucky in the sense she knew. And that person is very lucky and very fortunate that who know his death is going to come, they can repent, they can make amends, and they can do many other good things if they want, and inshallah make successful in the hereafter. So today was her janaza, aaj hi unka janaza pada gaya. So I was telling you about Imam Jafar Sadiq, rahmahullah. That when he came to Madinatul Munawwara, people gathered around him. And they were asking him different questions, someone was mentioning worldly reasons, problems, difficulties. Few people were asking him about Akhirah. So he said, oh people, you are asking me about worldly things. So I am going to say 4 things regarding them, and you won't need anything additional. उन्होंने फरमाया तुम मुझे आखिरत का सवाल नहीं कर रहे, अल्लाह के कुर्ब का नहीं सवाल कर रहे, तुम दुनिया की परेशानियों के बारे में मुझसे पूछ रहे हो. मैं रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम का बेटा हूं. आई एम द सन ऑफ प्रॉफिट अली सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. आई हैव ओशियंस ऑफ नॉलेज एंड मारिफा फ्लोइंग इन माय हार्ट एंड इन माय चेस्ट. But you are asking me about only worldly problems, so I will give you what you are asking. And please go away. And let those people come who ask about Allah, who ask about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam closeness, and who ask about Akhirah. So for them, he said, I'm going to tell you four things. Unse unhone kaha farmaya ki main tumhe char cheeze bataunga, bas iske baad tumhe zarurat nahi rahegi. Agar amal kar liya to theek hai, nahi to aap jo hai phir aur koi mamla nahi aap sab ho sakta. To unhone farmaya ki Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi ne farmaya, any person who is in musiba, koi musibat mein hai, tumme koi musibat mein hai, kis koi musibat aagi kisi par, you are mentioning your affliction and problems, and I tell you the solution for it, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. So he mentioned, he recited the verse of Quran, when Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam was in musiba, in illness struck him, and he was being tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, what he said, وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He said that, O Allah, I am struck by this disease or this illness, this, and you are the most merciful. أَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He said that when he said this, Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed in the Quran, فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَكَشَفْنَا. We accepted his dua, and also be relieved from his disease and his musiba. Unhone Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq ne farmaya tha ki dekho Quran mein hi wo bayan hai, sawal hai, the question is in the Quran, the problem is in the mentioned in the Quran of a prophet, and the solution also is mentioned, and Allah has mentioned that I answer. So he said, ya arhamar rahimin, a person who is in musiba, who is in any diseases, he should firstly come to the ita'at of Allah, like Ayyub al-Islam was even sabir and shakir. A person doing sabr was not saying anything with their tongue that, oh, why I have been struck, why this has happened. He was still obedient servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being in obedience, then he said, ya arhamar rahimeen, ya arhamar rahimeen, that you can help me only. So Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq said, any person, O people of Medina, who is in musiba, who is in any illness, he should firstly submit to Allah and his ita'ah. He should come to the obedience of Allah, and then let him recite in abundance, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, because this is something which is mentioned in the Quran by the Prophet, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I accepted this. And then he said, O people, whoever is upset, is grieved, is ghamgeen, koi banda ghamgeen ho gaya hai, dusron ke saath talak nahi, us par koi pareshani aa gayi hai, he is khot, he is in grief and sadness and sorrow have overtaken him. So Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah said, then that person should recite, he said, the dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَظَنُّونِ الذَّهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْضِ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ اللَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He said, it is strange, that person is in any grief and sorrow and sadness, or he has committed any sin, and because of that he is being punished, he should never forget to say this. So what should he do? He should submit to Allah. He should come towards Allah. He should do tawbah from his sin and then recite this verse of the Quran. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. And he said, this is the question and the answer Allah gave in the next verse. He said, fastajabna lahu wa najjaynahu minal gham wa kadhalika nunjil mu'minin. We accepted it and we removed the grief or the sorrow or the problem of Hazrat Yunus, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and likewise we will give salvation to any believer who will act like this, who will say like this. So Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi,
نے یہ فرمایا کہ بندہ اللہ پاک کو یاد کرے, اس طرح یاد کرے. اگر وہ مصیبت میں ہے تو یا رحم الراحمین آپ نے فرمایا, because he was not mentioning from himself, he is mentioning directly from Quran and what the Anbiya alayhi salam asked and what Allah confirmed that I will give whoever person will actually save me. But we don't come to these things. ہم تو ان چیزوں کی طرف آتے نہیں ہیں, گناہ چھوڑنے نہیں ہیں, not leaving the sin, but actually we want things to happen like we want, not leaving to follow shaitan, but we want things from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah azza wa jalla revealed to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam par Allah ne wahi bheji to Musa alayhi salam. He said that say to the sinners and zalimeen, people who do zulm, don't mention my name. I mentioned to you this before as well. Allah paak ne Musa alayhi salam par wahi ki ke ye zalimon ko kaho ke mere mujhe yaad na kare, میرا نام میرا پاک نام نہ لیں. اللہ کا نام اتنی بلند چیز ہے, وہ کوئی بزرگوں نے فرمایا کہ ایک بزرگ فرماتے ہیں کہ حضور علیہ السلام کا نام مبارک جو ہے 70 مرتبہ بندہ گلاب سے بھی اپنی زبان دھو لے پھر لینا بھی یہ بے ادبی ہے. یہ نبی علیہ السلام کا نام اتنا مبارک اور اتنا پاک نام کہ 70 مرتبہ the 70 time you actually fragrance and wash your tongue and mouth actually with rose, still it does not deserve that it should mention the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then what to say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name? To Allah Pak ne farmaya ke Musa alayhi salam ko, Allah azawajal said to Sayyidina Musa bin Imran alayhi salam that say to this zalimin, ye zalim log jo gunah nahi chhodte, inko kaho کہ مجھے یاد نہ کرے, میرا نام نہ لیں. سیدنا موسیٰ علیہ السلام سے, یا اللہ, they are sinners, they are ظالمین, they need you more. ان کو تو آپ کی اور ضرورت ہے. وہ تو جو نیک ہیں تو وہ تو نیک ہیں ہی, لیکن جو ظالم ہیں, جو گناہگار ہیں, those who are ظالمین, who are sinners, او اللہ, they need you more even. ان کو تو آپ کی زیادہ ضرورت ہے, آپ ان کی طرف توجہ فرمائیں. اور آپ فرما رہے ہیں کہ ظالموں کو کہو کہ میرا نام ہی نہ لیں. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ سے اللہ پاک نے وحی نازل کی کہ میرے پیغمبر موسیٰ, بات یہ ہے, the matter is like this, that it is my sunnah, یہ میرا طریقہ ہے کہ جو مجھے یاد کرتا ہے میں اس کو یاد کرتا ہوں, that whoever remembers me I remember him. When this ظالم people and these sinful people, they will remember me without leaving the sin. Without leaving the sin. Gunah aur zulm chhode bagair jab ye mujhe yaad karenge, to main yaad to inko zarur karunga. I will remember them, but I will remember them with laana and curse. Main unko phir wo yaad to karunga, lekin laanat ke saath yaad karunga. Kyunki maine keh diya hai, Allah ka farmaya Quran Majeed mein bhi, fazkuruni azkurkum. تم مجھے یاد کرو, میں تمہیں یاد کروں گا. لیکن اس میں آپ نے یہ نہیں سوچا ہوگا کہ جو حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کو اللہ پاک نے بتایا کہ فرمایا ظالموں کو کہو کہ مجھے یاد نہ کریں, کیونکہ جب کوئی یاد کرتا ہے کوئی, تو میں بھی اس کو یاد کرتا ہوں, اور جب وہ مجھے ظالم یاد کرے گا تو میں اس کو لعنت کے ساتھ یاد کروں گا, رحمت کے ساتھ نہیں, فضل کے ساتھ نہیں, بخشش کے ساتھ نہیں. کیونکہ وہ گناہ تو چھوڑ نہیں رہا اور مجھ سے وہ پھر بھی چاہتا ہے. تو جو انبیاء کا طریقہ جو انہوں نے سکھایا صحابہ اولیاء اللہ کا, the person should leave what displeases اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, then turn to اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. آپ سمجھ جائیے کہ اس لیے گناہ سے توبہ کیے بغیر جو ہے اللہ کی طرف رجوع نہیں کرنا چاہیے, پہلے توبہ کرے پھر اللہ کی طرف جو ہے وہ رجوع کرے, اس کو چھوڑ دے, leave it and then actually turn to اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. Don't you remember that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, same prophet of Allah, he once went to, there was qahat or famine, he went to pray for the rain with the Bani Israel, with the people of Bani Israel, the Muslims at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salam that you are praying, my prophet, people are praying, but because of one person who have not left, who have not
abundant sinning and doing ghibat, I am not going to accept anyone's prayer.
ایک بندے کی پیغمبر بھی موجود ہے نیک صالحین اور, لیکن اللہ نے فرمایا کہ ایک بندہ اس میں جو غیبت اور چغلی کرتا ہے اس وجہ سے میں کسی کی دعا نہیں سنوں گا. پہلے اس سے کہیں توبہ کریں, imagine
if this is the treatment with the sahaba of that time. They were the sahaba of Musa علیہ السلام, companions of his. And what can be done? So, isliye those people who are praying, who are doing dua, but they don't leave watching films, they don't leave watching drama, they don't at least start praying, they're still missing prayer. And many people nowadays, they say, our Fajr prayer gets missed, it will be difficult for to actually pray Fajr prayer. Brothers, the matter is that Allah, it is in the knowledge of Allah, ye Allah ke ilm mein baat hai ke Fajr ka waqt kis waqt ho raha. And it was in that he could have set the time for Fajr prayer 10 o'clock if Allah wills. That because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the time. Or he could have mentioned or made the day and night equal. So that all the time there is, the night is ample time in the night for sleep. But why it shortens and lengthens all through the seasons and all through the year? Reason, the very reason is to test the person. That when the days get longer and the nights shorter, that now this person gets up or not. وہ تو ہے ہی امتحان کے لیے. اس لیے آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ جو لوگ نماز پڑھتے ہیں, those people who really have fear of Allah, when it is 4 o'clock they go and pray. جب 4 بجے ہے تو وہ جا کے پڑھتے ہیں, جب 7 بجے ہے وہ پھر بھی پڑھتے ہیں, اور جو نہیں پڑھتے وہ ظہر کی بھی نہیں پڑھتے. And those who do not, they even actually do not pray. Zohar pray. Zohar ki din ke 2 baje ho rahi hai. Woh usse bhi ghafil hai. So it is not the matter of time. It is a matter of actually how much you value. Because I value my work. No matter I am cleaning dishes or I am driving taxi or driving bus. 4 o'clock people get up and easily go on their work. They never come to me or anyone that pray that I have to drive a bus 6 o'clock, I get up in time. Never. But for prayer, they ask me, I can't get up for Fajr prayer, why? Namaz ke liye wo puchte ji, ab 5 baje hum kaise uthein? Bus chalane ke liye aur tailte saaf karne ke liye to kabhi nahi kiye. Aake pucha ji, jaag nahi aati, kaam pe jana hota hai. To dua kare ji, jo hai main na 5 baje uth jaata hu. Do dua for me, I can get up for Fajr. So this means the ability is already there. Ability to udhar hai. Salahiyat to maujood hai unme. Wo bas istemal nahi kar rahe. And it is a very serious matter. To Imam Jafar Sadiq Rahmatullah Ali ke paas jab ye 4 kisam ke ye jo log aaye ahle Madina wale, and they mentioned their worldly problems, he said, I want you to ask about Akhirah. I want you to ask about Allah. I want your salvation in the hereafter and forever and ever. And you ask me about dunya. Tum mujhe dunya ke bare mein sawal kar rahe ho. But anyhow, ab tumne pooch liya hai, to unhone pehle bataya ki agar koi banda, if a person is in musiba, he should remember the dua of Hazrat Ayyub. Ayyub is nada, Rabbahu anni massani adhur, wa anta arhamur rahim. He said, then Allah SWT answered him, fastajabna lahu wa kashafna. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. When you left the sin as well. Ab gunah ab chode na, you don't leave the sin, but displease Allah, then you keep praying. It can be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you with lana. Allah paga ko lanas ke saath yaad karna. Isi tarah kitabu mein yeh bhi likha hai ke Quran, kai padhne walon par Quran khud lanat karta hai. The Quran curses some people who read the Quran itself curses them. Kai log Quran padhte hain aur Quran un par lanat karta. Because they don't know how to read? No. The reason is that when the Quran says, La'natullahi ala zalimeen, in the Quran it will come, be Allah's curse upon the zalimeen, the oppressors. La'natullahi ala al-kazibeen, Allah's lana on the liars.
So if this person himself is zalim in any sense, zalim means sins you do is zulm. The greater zulm is shirk, but other sins, they are zulm as well. Look, Adam alayhi salam even did not do sin. He forgot the command of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَسِيَ Adam. Adam forgot. وَلَمْ نَجِدْ لَهُ أَزْمَا. He never even intended to disobey me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Adam bhool gaya. Adam alayhi salam has never even intended to disobey me. But still what he said to himself, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, I have done zulm on me. So zulm jo hai, ye gunah ko bhi kehte hain, chota ho, bada ho. Oh, jab Quran lanat kar raha hai fasikin par, zalimin par, Quran is doing lana and cursing the oppressors, the sinners, the liars. Then if that person himself is liar, if I am liar, I am zalim, I am fasik, and I am reading the Quran, so I am doing lana upon myself. The Quran is sending lana upon me. Phir Quran mujhko fayda hai, phir nahi de sakta. ہمیں تو نہ اللہ کا پتہ, نہ اللہ پاک کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نہ ہی اللہ کے قرآن. بھائی ان کے ساتھ کیا آداب ہے ان کے, واٹ آر دا ایٹیکیٹس آف دس. Have you not seen that to Prophet علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, even Allah سبحانہ وتعالی said to the Sahaba that keep your voices down because your amal can actually be confiscated if you raise your voice in the presence of actually رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہ پاک نے فرمایا کہ صحابہ کو کہ اگر حضور علیہ السلام کی مجلس میں آپ نے آواز بھی اونچی کی تو سارے اعمال ضائع ہو جائیں گے. تو آداب ہوتے ہیں ہر چیز کے. اب گیا تو بندہ وہاں فائدہ لینے نبی علیہ السلام کی مجلس میں, اور وہاں کوئی اونچی آواز سے بات کر رہا ہے, وہ ضائع ہو گیا اعمال. اس طرح پڑھ تو قرآن رہا ثواب کے لیے, اور قرآن خود اس پر لعنت کر رہا ہے. لینا تو ثواب تھا اور لی لعنت دے رہا. ذکر کر رہا ہے اللہ کو خوش کرنے کے لیے, اور اللہ لعنت کے ساتھ اس کو یاد کر رہا ہے. Why? Because the evil you are not letting go from yourself. کیونکہ وہ جو شر ہم اپنے آپ چھوڑ نہیں رہے اپنا. We are not leaving the sins which are hated by Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. Allah عز و جل dislikes them. And I've just given you an example that what Rasool Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, just because of one fly. آپ علیہ السلام نے فرمایا ایک مکھی کی وجہ سے ایک بندہ جنت میں چلا گیا, ایک جہنم میں چلا گیا. گناہ تو ایسی چیز. تو حضرت امام جعفر صادق رحمۃ اللہ علیہ said that this is one thing, and any person is in musiba, koi banda musibat mein hai, to usko farmaya ke Yunus alaihi salam ki dua pade, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, and Allah subhanahu wa taala answered himself, fastajabna lahu najaynahu minal gham, that we have relieved him from his trouble. So but the condition with that is that you should also abandon the sin as well, and then actually read these du'as. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, he one person came to him, he said, Hazrat, I have heard that there is a special name of Allah, that if a person even gets that name, says that name, his prayer is accepted, he gets whatever he wants. حضرت بایزید کے پاس ایک بندہ ہے, اس نے کہا حضرت میں نے سنا ہے ایک نام اللہ کا جس کو اسم اعظم کہتے ہیں, وہ جس کو پتا چل جائے وہ جو بھی دعا مانگے وہ قبول ہو جاتی ہے. حضرت بایزید بستامی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, وہ تو ہی ماشاء اللہ بعد مین آف نالج اینڈ معرفہ, آپ کو تو علم تھا. بٹ ہی سیڈ ٹو دس پرسن, آپ نے اس شخص کو کہا, اس کے پیٹ کو ہاتھ لگایا, ہی ٹچڈ ہز with the finger his stomach. Aapne pet ko haath gaya his stomach, he said, keep it empty from haram rizq. Apne pet ko haram ke lukme se khali rakho. And then he touched his heart. Phir uske dil ko haath lagaya, ungli lagayi. Aur farmaya, apne dil ko ghairullah aur duniya ki mohabbat se khali kar do. And empty your heart from other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the love of dunya. Then whichever name of Allah you will call, that will be Ism-e-Azam for you. And if you don't do this, even Ism-e-Azam you take, still you will not be accepted. Aapne farmaya, ye kya tumne banaya hua hai drama, ke bhai gunah nahi chhodne, to agar haram rizq nahi tum chhod rahe, to tum Ism-e-Azam ke saath bhi dua karte raho, to qubool nahi. اور فرمایا کہ اپنے پیٹ کو حرام لکمے سے اور دل کو دنیا کی محبت سے خالی کر لو, جو نام بھی پکارو, یا رزاق پکارو, تو وہی اسم اعظم ہے تمہارے لیے. یا ارحم الراحمین پکارو تو وہی اسم اعظم ہے، یا خالق کہو تو وہی اسم اعظم ہے، اور یا اللہ کہو تو وہی اسم اعظم ہے. تو تبدیلی بندے میں ہوتی ہے. دیکھیں اب قرآن بھی وہی ہے، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has not changed. آپ علیہ السلام بھی نہیں بدلے، آپ کی شان، آپ کی نبوت، آپ کی رسالت، آپ کا فیض، آپ کی روحانیت اسی طرح سرسبز و شاداب و بڑھ رہی ہے. اللہ عز و جل's mercy as well. صحابہ رضوان اللہ علیہم اجمعین lived in Prophet علیہ السلام's time. قرآن بھی وہی ہے، رسول بھی وہی ہے، خدا بھی وہی ہے. Where is the changing؟ تبدیلی کدھر آ گئی پھر دنیا میں؟ Why is the change؟ تبدیلی آ گئی کہ ہم بدل گئے ہیں. We have changed. The Quran has not changed. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has not changed. Nor حدیث his teaching has changed. Nor the deen of Allah has changed. Nor Allah has changed. We have changed. ساری تبدیلی تو ہم ہیں. بات کرنے کا نہیں پتا. We don't know how to talk to people. We don't know how to listen to people. یہ تو کبھی سنا ہی نہیں ہم نے کہ listening بھی ایک skill ہے. Listening is a skill as well. سننا بھی ایک فن ہے. اب لوگوں کو کہیں ذکر ایسے کرنا ہے، ایک بندے کو میں نے کہا بھئی نماز میں جو ہے یہ خیال کیا کرو کہ اللہ تمہیں دیکھ رہا ہے. اب وہ ساری نماز میں زبان سے بھی یہی پڑھتا رہا کہ اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے، اللہ مجھے دیکھ رہا ہے. اب سنا ہی نہیں غور سے، بھولتا جاتا ہے انسان. ہیومن بینگ ایٹ ہی ڈز فورگیٹ. لیکن جو سنے تو صحیح غور سے کیا کہہ رہا ہے دوسرا بندہ. آپ کسی کو کہیں کوئی چیز لے آؤ بازار سے تو وہ آدھی چیز دے گا آدھی نہیں. اسپیشلی دا پیپل here, the new generation here, وہ تو آدھے سوئے ہوتے ہیں. دے آر آلویز سلیپ، ہاف سلیپ. آدھی بات سنتے ہیں، آدھی بات جو ہے ان کی واضح نہیں آتی، آدھا کام. تو لسننگ جو ہے، سننا بھی جو ہے، یہ بھی ایک فن ہے. تو حضرت امام جعفر صادق رحمہ اللہ said that a person who is in any problem, affliction, grief, sorrow, he should abandon sin and then remember Allah Azawajal by the dua of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, la ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Wa Hazrat Bayazid ne farmaya ke yaad rakhein, aap jo marzi kitabein padh, ye duaon ki kitabein. People go for wazifa, give us wazifa. You read the most best wazifa in the most best of the books, but if your heart is not emptied from the love of dunya and love of sin, and your stomach is not empty from haram and unlawful reason, no book, no wazifa is going to benefit you. Ye phir wo koi wazifa kaam nahi karega. To agar thoda sa kaam kar le to inshallah phir ka thoda zikr bhi jo hai wo kahin. Yunus alaihi salam ne quran mein aata hai ek martaba Allah ko pukara, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu. Once he actually called Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard that. And Ayub alayhi salam also is mentioned. But then Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq said that if, O people of Medina, you come here for knowledge, but you are asking about dunya. Third thing, if any person is in fear from someone, enemy, or so, from a kisi ko agar khof hai, dushman ka dar hai, is fearful, then he should read what the Sahaba Rizwanul Alayhim read when they were surrounded by the Mushrikeen's armies. Jange Ahzab ke moke par, when 10,000 Mushrikeen came to invade Madinatul Munawwara. And the Quran says, Quran ne kya kaha? Quran kehta hai ki jab Sahaba ne ye dekha that oh, such large armies, such in large number have come, تو انہوں نے یہ نہیں کہا کہ ہم تو مارے گئے، یہ تو بہت سخت معاملہ ہو گیا، اٹس ویری ڈیفیکلٹ ناؤ، وی ڈونٹ ہیو انف ٹو ایٹ، وی ڈونٹ ہیو انف ٹو ڈرنک، وی ڈونٹ ہیو ویپنری، وی ڈونٹ ہیو فوڈ، یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، وٹ کین وی ڈو ناؤ، وی آر ان گریٹ پرابلم. نو، اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سیڈ، دے سیڈ حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل. دے سیڈ اللہ از سفیشنٹ فار اس، اللہ نوز وٹ وی آر ان، وی ول گیو اللہ اینڈ ہز میسنجر اینڈ دی دین وٹ ایور وی ہیو. And the rest matter we leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, unhone ye kaha, unka iman aur badh gaye. Their iman increased more, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. When they went into any test, their iman more increased. Jab mushkil aa gayi, unke iman aur badh gaye. Because they thought that Allah has made us such worthy, that He has considered us such worthy to come into this test. So this means that we have some status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are more happy, we will bear the difficulty and we will do sabr. And we'll actually be obedient for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تو حضرت امام جعفر صادق نے فرمایا کہ اگر کوئی بندہ کو خوف ہو ڈر ہو دشمن یا اس طرح خوف ڈر ہو تو پھر وہ یہ پڑھے کیونکہ اللہ عز و جل answered this prayer when in the Quran is mentioned صحابہ said قالوا حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل اللہ پاک نے قرآن مجید میں جواب دے دیا فانقلبوا بنعمة من اللہ وفضل لم يمسسكم سوء that go with the fazl and ni'mah of Allah no loss no harm will come to you. And this is the same dua which Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did in the when he was thrown in the fire. Aapko pata hai ki Hazrat Ibrahim ko jab aag mein dala gaya to unhone kya kaise Allah ko yaad kiya? Isi ayat se, isi dua se. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. Ye unki dua thi. Aur yahi sahaba ne Huzur alayhi salam se seekha ye. But one condition is always there that they left the sin. وہ آپ نے سنا ہوگا نا کہ جب تک گدا کنویں سے نہ نکالے پانی نہیں پاک ہوتا پانی نہیں پاتا دیٹ اٹ از مینشن یہاں کے جو لوگ ہیں بچے ان کو تو نہیں پتا آپ تو جانتے ہیں کہ پاکستان ہندوستان بنگلہ دیش میں ان اینشنٹ ٹائم دے ہیو ہیڈ ویلز اینڈ ان ون آف دا ویل ا ڈنکی ایکچولی فیل اینڈ ڈائڈ اینڈ دے کیم ٹو آسک مسئلہ فرام دا مفتی صاحب دیٹ ہاؤ مینی باولز آف واٹر we extract and then the well will become purified. We kitne dol pani ke nikale to pani paak ho jayega kyunki gadha mar gaya hai that donkey is a dead donkey is there. He said for example unhone masla bata diya bhai itne liter ya itne dol 40 dol nikal lo for example. So they actually took the 40 bowls or 40 liters of water from the well and were happy it's purified. پانی تو نکال دیا محنت بھی کی دے ایکچولی ورک اس ویل دیٹس ہاؤ آور پیپل ڈو دے ڈو دا وظیفہ ماشاء اللہ ویری گڈ وظیفہ وہ کر رہے ہیں دن رات میں جو پڑھ رہے ہیں ورد کر رہے ہیں دے آر ایکچولی ریڈنگ اینڈ دے آر ڈوئنگ دا دعاز اینڈ ایوری تھنگ دیٹ از گڈ ماشاء اللہ اٹس لائک ایکسٹریکٹنگ دا واٹر بٹ آفٹر اے فیو ڈیز کچھ دنوں کے بعد پھر وہ آئے وہ کہنے لگے مفتی صاحب اسٹل وین وی ایکسٹریکٹ واٹر وی اسٹل فائنڈ دا ہیئر آف دا ڈنکی or some remnants of the donkey actually there. We have extracted already 40 or so barrels, but still there is remnants or the, some of the hair we see. So Mufti sahab ne usse kaha ki kya gada bhi nikala hai ya nahi? Have you actually also took out the donkey or not? They said, you never said that to us. He said, this is common sense. یہ تو common sense کی بات ہے اللہ کے بندو اب یہ کوئی شریعت کا مسئلہ تو نہیں بتانا گدا بھی نکالنا ہے بٹ آئی مین فادر دی ڈنکی یو شوڈ ایکسٹریکٹ اینی وے اینڈ دین آفٹر یو ڈو 40 باؤل اور بیرلز آف واٹر اور لیٹرز آف واٹر اینڈ دین اٹ ول بیکم پیور وہ تو آئے گا وہ پانی تو پاک ہی نہیں ہو سکتا تو یہی مثال آپ کو دے رہا ہوں کہ سنز آر لائک دا ڈنکی اینڈ وظیفہ از لائک ایکسٹریکٹنگ واٹر وظیفہ عبادت ذکر از لائک واٹر نو میٹر ہاؤ مچ یو واٹر یو ایکسٹریکٹ ہاؤ مچ وظیفہ یو ڈو انلیس یو ٹیک دس ڈنکی آؤٹ آف یور سیلف یہ جو نفس کا گدا ہمارے اندر آ گیا ہے جب تک اس کو نہیں نکالیں گے ہم تو پاک نہیں ہوگی دین از نو یوز کمپلیننگ اللہ از ناٹ لسننگ ٹو اس وائی ول یو آر اسٹل امپیور ابھی تو سب کچھ اندر ہے تو امام جعفر صادق رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یہ سمجھا رہے تھے کہ یہ جو میں آپ کو حل بتا رہا ہوں لیکن ساتھ ساتھ ان یو شوڈ آلسو فالو دا صحابہ ہاؤ دے ایکچولی ابنڈن سین اینڈ فورتھلی ہی سیڈ اف اینی ون از فیئر فرام دا اینیمیز اینڈ دے آر پلاننگ اینڈ دے آر اسکیمز اینڈ فرمایا کہ اگر کسی کو دشمن کا خطرہ ہو اور وہ اس کے خلاف پلاننگ کر رہے ہوں اور اس کو تنگ کر رہے ہوں اس کے خلاف کیس کر رہے ہوں امام جعفر صادق رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیڈ دین that person should read what the believer or a wali from the people of Pharaoh he did read kyunki ahle ale firaun mein se musa alaihi salam ke zamane mein ek banda tha jo iman le aaya and Pharaoh and his army or people they planned against him to actually kill him to martyr him and what he said what is the quran mentioned in suratul mu'min سورت المومن, وہ مومن شخص تھا, من آل فرعون. What he said, he said, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. I assign my matter to Allah, and Allah is fully aware of his servants and he is watching. Allah is watching and Allah is aware. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. فَذِ امام جعفر صادق نے فرمایا, when he said this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ السَّيِّئَاتِ مَا مَكَرُوا, that Allah took their planning away from him and saved him. Usko Allah ne khud farmaya, maine bacha liya us Allah apne bande ko, when he did this. But Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmahullah said, the condition he is mentioning here, the condition is that the person abandon sinful life. Wo gunah ka gunah chhode tab Allah ko yaad kare, warna wo, if a person is sinning and remembering Allah, he might not benefit in the sense that Allah will remember him with curse. So a person should have actually good intention and repentance. So, ye char ayatein Quran Majeed se Imam Jafar Sadiq rahmatullah alayhi ne, he mentioned Anbiya and Awliya and Sahaba from Quran and what they said and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed that whoever will do this, I will also remove his poverty, his problem and his affliction. But the condition is to take the donkey out of the well as well. گدھا جو ہے وہ ضرور نکالنا ہے. تو یہ ان حرمین شریفین, اس طرح لوگ علماء سے فائدے اٹھاتے, ان سے باتیں پوچھتے, عمل کرتے. دیٹ واز دی ان دا پریویس ٹائم پیپل وینٹ ان کیراوانز, بگ کیراوانز, قافلوں میں ہو کے جاتے تاکہ وہ رستے میں بھی علم سیکھیں گے, دعوت اور تبلیغ کریں گے, اینڈ وی ول ایکچولی اسپریڈ دا میسج آف اسلام اینڈ میسج آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی اینڈ دا میسج آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اینڈ ناؤ ڈیز let me mention another problem which people come across. When people go through the Haram Sharif of Makkah, Dhul Mukarramah and Medina Sharif, they see the Kaaba. After they've seen the Kaaba, one day or the same day even, they lose interest. They lose interest. They say, we're still feeling empty. This is empty. There is no now attraction or emptiness. They go for prayer and do one or two tawaf, come back, but really they feel certain kind of emptiness still there, even if they got there. Even they go to Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, maybe when the first time they see the gumbaz, if they'll go near and say, alhamdulillah. Other time you will see them, they're hardly reading Durood Sharif there. 1000 martaba bhi Durood Sharif nahi padte roz. Although they are free 24 hours. Now they are sleeping in AC, and in air-conditioned room, or shopping, or eating and drinking, and just talking between themselves. Because they don't feel the attraction now. Unko wo kashish nahi mehsoos hoti ab. They still feel emptiness there as well. Aur wahan poochte bhi hain log jaake ki bhai mujhe to kuch mehsoos nahi ho raha. So I say to those people, you have come here to worship the Kaaba, or you have come here to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because these people, when they were here, they did not have the huzuri of Allah. The satisfaction of the heart, and the satisfaction of the heart comes in when a person is in the remembrance, in the presence of Allah, by thinking that Allah is watching me, He is with me, He is hearing me. It's as though He is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all time. That's how, for example, if you are here like this, you go to Kaaba Sharif, you have this thought, this feeling, and this kafiya will increase in intensity. Kaaba will be not be the purpose for you. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will feel this there as well. But these people think, na'udzubillah, they don't remember Allah here. Yahan se hi wo Allah ko yaad dil mein basi nahi, ki Allah dekh rahe hain, sun rahe hain. Kabhi aa jati hai, once in 24 hours it's finished. It's not like a continuous or more frequent state. زیادہ تر یہاں ہی سے ہی اللہ بولا ہوا ہے, تو وہاں جاتے ہیں تو کعبہ تو آپ نے دیکھ لیا, لیکن بٹ یو آر اٹ کین ناٹ کمپنسیٹ یو فور دا ریمبرنس آف اللہ, دا پریزنس آف اللہ. وہ اللہ کا بدلہ تو نہیں ہو سکتا کعبہ. کعبہ تو خود ایک مخلوق ہے. اٹ از اے کریشن آف اللہ, اٹ از میڈ آف اسٹون. اٹ کین ناٹ گیو یو اینی تھنگ انلیس یو ہیو دا پریزنس آف اللہ ان یور ہارٹ. دین یو ول ایون فیل ناٹ ایمپٹینس بٹ مور فلفلمنٹ وین یو گو دیئر. But how you get that is you have to train before you go there. Similarly with Rasool Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will see the outside of Gumbad Sharif only there. But the inner self want inner side. Ye hai na aankhein, ye outside se satisfy ho jati hai. And the eyes of the heart, andar ki aankhein, wo jo Gumbad Sharif ke andar hai, usse satisfy honge. They are satisfied what is in the Gumbad, not what's outside, what the Gumbad from outside. Outside se satisfy ho jayenge. Outside you will touch the Kaaba, you will touch the Hajar-e Aswad, but people complain, inner self is still empty, they are wondering like they have lost something. Yes, they have not lost a pen, they have lost Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Un Allah ko wo gum ho gaya, Allah paak ki yaad unse. Isliye wo phir rahe hain, udhar bhi jaake bhi unko kuch mehsoos nahi hota, idhar udhar phir rahe hain. Wajah ye ki taiyari nahi ki. Taiyari ka maine bataya ek baat, usme ye hai ki that a person develops this quality of presence of Allah, continuous presence of Allah in his heart before he goes. It's as though you are in the majlis, you are with Allah, you are in the room, you are with Allah, you are at work, you are with Allah. Then in this state, if you go to Kaaba, this thought, this iman will increase, inshallah. But if you don't have this, then it will not increase and you will feel emptiness. Similarly, if you don't develop your relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before you go from here, then you are not going to benefit in that way which you should be. So is cheez ka bhi khyal rakhe, kyunki log haj pe bhi jate hain, umrah sharif par bhi jate hain, lekin ye complaint bhi unki hoti hai ki saath saath ke wo kuch to kehte hain, kuch kehte hi nahi, kuch keh dete hain, kuch nahi kehte, ki wahan dekh ke ek do din unko maza aata hai, dusre din phir wo jo waise hi waqt guzarne wali baat وہ کر رہے ہوتے ہیں. وجہ اس کی یہ کہ وہ اللہ انہوں نے پایا نہیں, اللہ کو تو پایا نہیں, اللہ کے گھر آ گئے لیکن اللہ کو نہیں پا سکے. اینڈ اف دے ہیڈ فاؤنڈ اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی's اویئرنس, ہز کلوزنس اینڈ ہز ودنس ود دیم, انشاءاللہ ایون دو دے آر ہیئر, وہ یہیں بیٹھ کے جو ہے وہ انشاءاللہ وہ اللہ کے قریب ہے. دیٹس وائی رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ایک حج کیا ہے, آپ علیہ السلام نے ایک حج کیا, عمرے بھی زیادہ نہیں کیا, لیکن وہ ایک بھی کافی ہے. اگر اس طرح بندہ کر لے جس طرح کرنے کا حق ہے, لائک اٹ شوڈ بی ڈن, دین ون از سفیشینٹ. تو یہی ختم کرتے ہیں, کوئی سوال کرنا ہے تو کر لیں, اینڈ ان شاء اللہ ادر آئی ول اسٹارٹ دی مجلس آف ذکر. استغفر اللہ واتوب الیہ, لا حول ولا قوۃ الا بالله. وعلیکم السلام و رحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ.
جیسے آپ نے شروع کروایا کہ جب اللہ کا نام لیا یا رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نام لینا ہے, بات بندی پاک ہو گئی. تو یہ سب جب یہ بڑے اسموکنگ کرتے ہیں, خاص کر جب فاتحہ پہ بیٹھے ہوتے ہیں, بڑا فوت ہو جاتا ہے, اس وقت وہ بکا بھی ملتا ہے اسموکنگ میں, تو اس کے بعد فاتحہ پڑھتے ہیں, کیا یہ صحیح ہے؟
اچھا ساتھی پوچھ رہے ہیں کہ بھائی زبان پاک ہونی چاہیے جب بندہ اللہ پاک کا نام لے, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نام لے. تو جو لوگ حکا اور سگریٹ پیتے ہیں کہیں فاتحہ یا کہیں تعزیت کی مجلس میں, تو وہ ٹھیک ہے. بات یہ ہے کہ شریعت اس چیز کو ہی منع کرتی ہے کہ بھائی یہ حکا اور تمباکو یہ ٹھیک نہیں. یہ فرشتوں کو بھی تکلیف دیتی ہے چیز, اور لوگوں کو بھی تکلیف دیتی ہے, صحت کو بھی تکلیف دیتی ہے. تو شریعت میں یہی جو ہے یعنی جائز نہیں, تمباکو وغیرہ جو ہے یہ, مطلب جو علماء جن کو ہلکا بھی جنہوں نے کہا, انہوں نے بھی کہا مکروہ ہے. تو یہ ڈس لائک تھنگ ہے, اور کئی تو حرام. اب جتنے نقصان ظاہر ہو گئے اس کے, تو یہ اٹ از کلوز ٹو حرما ان اپینین آف سم علماء, بیکاز اٹ واز ناٹ پریولنٹلی یوزڈ ان ٹائم آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان مدینہ, سو دیٹس وائی دا حکم از ناٹ فاؤنڈ دیئر. اٹ بیسٹ ایکچولی دا illnesses it causes, and anything which actually causes harm to the body in Islam, it is not allowed. وہ ویسے بھی ناپسندیدہ چیز ہے, اس سے بچنا چاہیے. اور واقعی آپ کی بات صحیح ہے کہ جب ملائکہ بھی اس کے قریب نہیں آتے, جو یہ بدبو جو ہے وہ اس کی میں ہوتی ہے, اور بندے کو جو ذکر کرنا چاہے تو اللہ کا نام لینا ہے, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا نام لینا ہے. تو ہمیں تو حکم یہ ہے کہ باہر اپنے جسم پر بھی خوشبو لگاؤ. Instruction is that it's recommendatory that we wear fragrance and perfume and itar even on our bodies. حالانکہ نام ہم زبان سے لیں گے. اینڈ واٹ اباؤٹ دا ٹنگ, اس کو تو بدرجہ اولا جو ہے پاک صاف رکھنا چاہیے.
Question on the internet. Are boys allowed to cut their hair short, back and sides, different lengths?
Right. And the question is, someone is asking, can boys actually cut their hair short? Yes, they can cut their hair short, but they should have similar length actually. From almost similar, they should be, not like they shave half of the head and half of the head actually has. Well, this is disallowed in Islam to have a haircut like that. To chote rakhe jitne marzi chote rakhe, lekin aadhe baal chote hain aadhe bade hain, to ye tarika theek nahi. وعلیکم السلام. کون سی آپ پوچھ رہے تھے؟ سورت مومن کی, وہ جو وہ حضرت موسیٰ علیہ السلام کی قوم کا جو بندہ تھا, وَفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. جی جی ہاں جی, یہ غالباً 45 نمبر ہے آیت سورت مومن, یا 45ویں سورت ہے یا 45 نمبر آیت ہے سورت مومن میں. فَوِّضْ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ فَوَقَاهُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِ. ہاں جی. اور اس طرح دوسری جو ہے وہ پہلی جو بتائی تھی وہ سورت انبیاء کی ہیں, دونوں آیتیں دے آر فرام دا سورت انبیاء, اینڈ دا تھرڈ ون از فرام سورت آل عمران. لیکن اگر کسی کو چاہیے تو وہ ان کو لکھ دیں گے, بعد میں لکھ دیں گے ان شاء اللہ. وعلیکم السلام. Brother is saying that is it allowed actually to help a charity which is helping Muslims and also non-Muslims? Yes, regarding worldly matters like you may say helping the needy, the orphan, even non-Muslims, you can actually help those charities as well. Yes, you can give to those charities for needy people.
And also, just remind you how we can, from the best place of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to learn and to convey the message of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So regarding this matter, there are three case study circles have been arranged this month. So if any brothers would like to join, and then in these three circles basically we learn the fiqh and what is important matters, and then we convey the message to others. So regarding this is a three services being arranged. The first one is on Friday the 10th, and it's finishing on Sunday the 12th, which is the weekend Jamaat. And then also, if the brothers cannot attend the weekend ones, they can attend the weekdays, which is in Oldham, Trafford, starting on Tuesday the 14th to Thursday the 16th. And also, there's another one which is ending on this month being arranged, I think it's in Birmingham. On Friday the 31st of July until the Sunday the 2nd of August. And also I would like to share with the brothers, there is another event happening on the 18th, on the 8th of August, which is on Monday, on Saturday, 8th of August, and finishing on Monday, which is Al-Hadaya. It's the Dr. Parul Qadri's basically gathering, and they're doing this for a 3-day residential gathering. In this gathering, they're going to teach the people that live in the West, is regarding them to spiritually, and then the study circle is going to be there, and the sheets and all that stuff. But this is a 3-day event, basically. If any brothers would like to join that, and they can give their names as well. So, certainly.
جی جی فرمائیں پوچھیں. ہاں پوچھ رہے ہیں کہ یہ نشید میں جو ڈھولکی بجتی ہے کہ بھئی یہ سنت ہے یا اس کی اجازت ہے یا نہیں. بات یہ ہے کہ جو میجارٹی جتنے زیادہ تر ہمارے فقہا ہیں 98% وہ یہ کہتے ہیں کہ جو دف ہے نا دف جو ون سائیڈڈ ڈرم بھئی اس کی اجازت ہے, دو سائیڈڈ ڈرم کی بھی اجازت نہیں. شاک وہ اپنا نشی بھائی اس سے احتیاط کرنی چاہیے نہیں. اب کئی دوسرے علماء ہیں ویری مائنارٹی آف علماء وہ الاؤ کرتے ہیں ٹو سم ایکسٹینٹ دی ٹو ڈرمز اینڈ سم ادر انسٹرومینٹس دیٹ از دیئر اوپینین. تو اس کے آپ فالو کریں اپنے جمہور کو. اف سم ون ایلس از ڈوئنگ ڈونٹ ایکچولی کنڈیم دیم, جسٹ مینشن دیٹ دیئر آر دیز ٹو اوپینین ٹو آن دیز میٹرس. So, inshallah, just give them benefit of doubt. But for you and yourself, that is the masjid. Yeah. قوالی جو ہے قوالی تو کہتے ہیں یہ کول سے بنی ہے. ان قوالی means it is from coal. اقوال means the sayings, the pious sayings of the righteous. So the righteous people, they used to form poetry as well, the scholars and the ulama, of good sayings and nasiha and sufiya, they used to listen to it as well from them. But the qawwali which is actually prevalent these days, like they have all these instruments and things like Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan or ye, never actually Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz or Khaja Mohinuddin Chishti or the Nizamuddin Awliya رحمت اللہ علیہ, they never actually did this, but rather they condemned this. They even mentioned their condition. So those people who attribute these nowadays qawwalis to Chishtiya silsila and awliya, they are wrong. They will get a great sin. They are attributing to such pious people. They condemned, and Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Razan Sahib Brelvi رحمت اللہ علیہ also condemned these people. And he said it's completely haram and it's not allowed, this type of qawwali. تو یہ لوگ جھوٹ بولتے ہیں, یعنی ایسا ان لوگوں نے نہیں اپنی چیز کو جائز بنانے کے لیے بزرگوں کے بھی نام کو جو ہے وہ غلط چیزیں منسوخ کر دیتے ہیں. دیکھیں جیسے میں نے عرض کیا کہ اگر کوئی کر رہا ہے تو آپ اس پر کوئی تنبو, وہ بھی ایک اب سو میں سے ایک عالم ہے وہ اس کے نزدیک جائز ہے تو وہ کر رہے ہیں. لیکن صوفیاء جو ہوتے ہیں یہ تو اعلیٰ درجے کے اوپر چلتے ہیں, دے ایکچولی ٹرائی ٹو فالو دا ہائی. تو اس کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ اگر کہیں بائی دی چانس کہیں لگ گیا آپ نے سن لیا تو ٹھیک ہے استغفار آپ نہ کر لیں, لیکن اس کو عادت اپنی نہ بنائے. ڈونٹ میک اٹ یور ہیبٹ. گیونگ بلڈ اسلامکلی دیر از اسپیشلی دی فقہا آف احناف دیر از نو harm in there. There's no reason. The person can give blood to Muslim and non-Muslim. Okay, JazakAllah. Now, for a short while, we'll be in the remembrance of Allah. I have written the ayat number of those verses, the four verses, and also the surahs. So if anyone, inshallah, want to know that, they can copy it from here. Surah Al-Anbiya, آیت نمبر 83-84, سورۃ الانبیاء آیت نمبر 88, آل عمران آیت نمبر 174, اینڈ سورۃ